Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 22, and I'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 14. Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14. And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry and sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you can find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there was a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the word of God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's a difficult parable, but Lord, we pray that as we meditate on your word, give us wisdom. May your spirit, Lord, speak to our hearts, our minds, that will, Lord, inform our living and our action, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever missed an invitation before? I realize that in this COVID situation, it's quite easy to miss an invitation. Last week, I missed the privilege of attending a wedding here in church. I was supposed to speak and to solemnize the wedding. I was looking forward to it. My secret prayer for that week was, "Lord, please don't let me get COVID. Another time, another week, okay." But unfortunately, one of my family members got the virus, and the rest of us were on HRW at home. I cannot take a risk with a wedding. So thank God, Reverend Jackson could cover me. But when I was home last Saturday morning, I cannot help but feeling very missed out. I thought, hey, I should have been there, you know. I wonder what the groom and the bride, how would they look like? It's not always you see the bride in a gown once in a lifetime. And for one moment, I was toying with the idea, should I just sneak into church, go up to that office from the third floor and watch what's happening? It's a pity to miss a special occasion, isn't it? In our passage today, Jesus tells of a wedding banquet that we must not miss. God has invited us to this banquet, a heavenly one. But the parable shows us that it is impossible to miss it. If we don't pay attention to the invitation, and the parable warns, don't be careless about this invitation and not be complacent or treat it with contempt. We will study the story in depth and then we will see what it means for us. The story, as we heard, is about a king who wanted to host a wedding feast for his son. So it's a very, very special occasion. It means a lot to the host and his son. It is a wedding feast. And verse 3, he tells us, the parable, Jesus tells us that the king sends servants to call those who are invited. Which means to say that this group of guests has already been invited ages ago. So this was just, the servants going to this guest was just a reminder that, you know, hey, the feast is on, remember to come. They have RSVP. When you hold a wedding feast, you imagine the king, the people that you invite definitely are close to you, they are dear to you, they are very important to you. That's the guest that you will have in your list. As you also hear, the king sending his servants is more of checking in, a reminder, you know, courtesy to tell them, hey, you know, the wedding is on, please come, remember to come. You have received the invitation. But we look into this parable, the response of the guests was shocking. They would not come. This is the wedding feast of a prince. It is not always you get a chance to go to the palace, and not everyone gets invited. It is a once-a-lifetime opportunity. Why wouldn't this guest go? Never mind, undeterred, the king sent another group of servants with an appeal. Look, I have prepared the feast, like a mahan chen si, everything, lavish feast. Come to the wedding. The guest's response was startling. They went off, one to his farm, another to his business. Now you imagine, you plan a very special occasion in a grand hotel. Nearing the date, you call your guests who have RSVP, hey, remember to come, the feast is on, you know. And then your guest said, really? You mean I did respond that I'll be coming? You know, I think I need to see a property that night. I think I have a business meeting, you know, that evening. How would you feel? Am I not important? But I've given you the invitation far long ago. Couldn't this property watching or this business meeting be scheduled in the daytime? Who watch? I mean, why does it have to be an evening and on my wedding day? The point is not really the excuses. Jesus highlights the attitude. They paid no attention. Didn't care. These are subjects of the king, but bochap. Their selfish concerns are more important than their responsibility to the king. And so when they snub the king's invitation and his reminders, they're just basically having great disrespect for the king, insulting his dignity. Not just that, look at what Jesus tells. Some of them seized, abused, and murdered the king's servants. Wow, this doesn't even happen in Korean drama. That's strange, isn't it? This king was kind and generous. He invites his friends to his wedding, son's wedding feast. He was so sincere, he sent three groups of servants to go, to invite, to remind, and to appeal for them to come. But these guests not only reject the invitation, they also humiliate the king's servants and murder them. What would you do if you are the king? Verse 7 tells us the king was angry and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Now, why did Jesus tell this story? What does the Holy Spirit, why did the Holy Spirit inspire this text to be recorded for us? Now, it's important to understand the context where this parable is placed. This parable is placed right after two other parables Jesus has just spoken. It's a continuation. And in chapter 21, Jesus was rebuking the chief priests and the Pharisees, the religious elites of his time. He told them the parable of two sons. One son obeyed, one son did not. The parable tells that the people who say they obey God's will, but make no attempt to do it, they only pretend to obey. And then in the second parable, the parable of the tenants, the king sent his servants and his son to collect fruits from the field that the king is the owner. But they not only didn't produce the fruits, they also killed the servants and the son. Jesus, through these parables, was exposing the hardened hearts of the religious elite. They are bent to reject the gospel and to reject the son, the Lord Jesus. The story, the king in our story is clearly God. The wedding feast is God's invitation to his people then to enter into his kingdom. Through Jesus, the servants are the many messengers that God has been sending since the Old Testament and in the New Testament, John the Baptist proclaiming that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus, through his teaching and miracles, demonstrated that he is the Savior that we are looking for. But this group of people, the religious people of his times, who supposedly heard the call, the invitation to the kingdom, choose to refuse to accept Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. Instead, they want to believe in their man-made religion and legalistic laws to make them righteous before God. But we heard in an earlier sermon the story of the rich young man that our righteous acts are at best filthy rags. The king and this religious leader not only paid no attention to Jesus, they eventually put Jesus on the cross. They killed him. This parable is a warning, Jesus says, as a warning and a prophecy to those who reject him and later on will kill him. In AD 70, about 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection, the Romans invaded Jerusalem. They desecrated the temple and burned the city. The parable was a prophecy that came true. This parable warns about our attitude towards God and his invitation. The king invited them, but they dare to pay no attention to him. They live in his land, they enjoy his blessing, but they disregarded him. And it tells for us today that we too can treat God and his invitation with contempt. God created this world. Every day of our life is a gift from him. Especially in this COVID situation, to be able to wake up each day and to be found breathing again. I don't know about you, but I thank God for that each day. Do we acknowledge that God is our Creator? Do we acknowledge his presence? Are we too preoccupied with our self-interest, too comfortable with our pastimes, that we give no attention to God or matters pertaining to him. That is a caution, my friends. Now, perhaps some of us have been exposed to the message of God's love in Jesus for many, many times. Are we keep giving excuses not to accept the invitation? I got a farm to look at, business to handle. All these things are more important than who God is and what his invitation is. Brothers and sisters, examine our excuses. Are we excluding ourselves from God's banquet? In the book of Revelation, it tells of a wonderful banquet that God has prepared for his people. And he says, "Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." This banquet is the future gathering of the people of God. This is a banquet of great joy. Never you have attended such a banquet. One that we definitely must not miss. What is stopping you from attending this banquet? We need to pay attention to God's invitation to follow Jesus. Now, we heard so far, God gave out this invitation, but this group of guests paid no attention. The king concluded, and it's written in the parable, that these original invitees, they are not worthy of his invitation, not worthy of his grace and generosity. They made that choice. They rejected his invitation in Jesus. Pull off the excuses to reject him. But then the king did something marvelous. He tell his servants, "I still want people to come to my son's wedding. So you go out to the streets, call anyone and everyone into the palace, into this banquet." In Luke's version of the parable, the poor, the crippled, the blind, they came to the kingdom of God. And in our previous chapter, Jesus tells of tax collectors and prostitutes believing and entering into the kingdom. And what is very interesting is in verse 10, where the parable tells us bad and good are in the wedding hall. So we observe that there's this motley crew of people of different backgrounds that are entering the kingdom or are in this wedding. Beggars, marginalized people, they are not usually invited to wedding banquets, never would expect such an invitation. They would never expect in their life that I could dine with a king. But these are the people the king invited, and they came. What does the parable show us about God? He is gracious. He is generous. He doesn't look at our social standing and say who is qualified or not qualified. He invites all. It is us who is always with the pride to reject him. There is no one that God's invitation cannot reach. But there's something to learn also from this second wave of guests. And he highlights this, that our church life is going to be very interesting. God invites the bad and the good to his banquet. He kind of depicts that church is supposed to make up of messy people with messy lives. When you put 100 sinners together in a church, what do you get? Do your math, it's still 100 sinners.
We're not going to get 100 saints, although we are all walking towards Christ-likeness. We will make mistakes, we will step on one another's toes. We need forgiveness, at the same time show mercy and grace to others. We will embrace those who make mistakes in life, people who are different, because the King's invitation is to the bad and the good. And all of us, together as the body of Christ, is on this journey towards Christ's likeness. That is what church will be like. No discrimination. All of us are in the same position before God. We heard of those who paid no attention and brought judgment upon themselves. We heard about a generous God who invites all, including the bad, into his kingdom. His entry, the entry to his kingdom, is free and is extended to all. But the parable also shows us something very troubling. And we need to take care not to fall into the same mistake of the original invitees. We cannot be complacent with the King's invitation. When the King came to greet his guests, he found that there was a man not appropriately dressed. Perhaps he was in his shorts or slippers. Imagine someone come to your wedding or your special occasion in shorts and slippers. What does it tell you? He has no respect for the host or the occasion. It is customary in some cultures to give wedding clothes as a gift to wear. I remember when I was getting married, Sari and I was about to get married, a very elderly Indian couple who is our classmate at Trinity Theological College, our friend, a dear friend, they gave us a set of very exquisite sari and wedding garment for me to wear on my wedding day. And some commentators highlight that it is also customary in those cultures for the host, especially if he's a king and he's well-to-do, and the guests he invites are all the poor and the needy, to provide the wedding garments for the guests. Sometimes we see this in church also, you know, you see the bridesmaid and the wedding party wearing the same clothes, evidently provided by the host. Now, the parable didn't mention this, but the king could have provided the clothes for the guests to wear. It wouldn't make sense for the king to make such a demand on this one guest if he had not provided. The other guests don't seem to have this problem. So it's not as though the man did not have clothes or did not have time to change. It is affirmed when the king asked the man, "How did you get in here without a wedding garment?" What was the man's response? Speechless. He got nothing to say, no excuses. He just looked at the king blank, because he had really had no excuse. The king threw him out. Now, what do we discern from this part of the parable? We observe the first wave of guests. They showed complacency and contempt by not paying attention to the wedding invitation. This invitee came to the feast, took on God's king, the king's grace and generosity, but he took it for granted. He wasn't prepared for the occasion. He didn't take the invitation seriously. The issue here is not about clothes, but what it symbolizes. One commentator highlights that to be appropriately attired here corresponds to Jesus' call for repentance and faith in him. Jesus' call, John the Baptist's call in the gospel is always repent and believe. You observe the parable of the rich young man. He wanted to enter into the kingdom, but when Jesus said, okay, come follow me, he turned his back. He's not really serious about following Jesus. Another interpretation of wearing new clothes, and throughout the Bible, you will see this aspect of the apostles calling the people to put on, as though to put on these new clothes of garment, always have to do with a changed life and a new character and behavior as the people of God. In Revelation 19:9, it says that our future appointment to feast with God at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the King expects to see the church, which is all of us, in that cloth. What is that cloth? How is it described? Fine linen, pure and bright, righteous deeds of the saints. The King expects that we take his invitation seriously, and that will lead to a transformation of our life, our behavior, our attitude, and our service to the Lord. As I mentioned earlier, the Bible always uses this phrase, putting on, put on, as an analogy to put on not clothes, but a godly character. Put off the old nature, put on the new behavior. And in Romans chapter 13, Paul calls us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Not as a garment, but we understand, put on his character, put on his behavior towards Christ-likeness. The problem with that man, that one guest, is not so much about being inappropriately dressed. He is not interested to respond to the invitation. Maybe he just wants to mingle a while, you know, what it means to be a Christian, but what he really wants to do is to go back to the streets. He's not interested to repent or to put on the Christian garment that reflects his identity as the King's guest. In verse 14, Jesus sums up the message of the parable. For many are called, many were called, but few are chosen. The first group were called, paid no attention to the King's invitation, and they lost their privilege by refusing to believe in Jesus. Taking their place, we, the Gentiles, the New Testament church, God calls the bad and the good. Gracious, the Lord invites all of us. But we also learn from the parable that it is possible to treat the invitation with contempt if we fail to put on the garment fitting as the King's guest. Who then are the called and the chosen? The called and the chosen is the one who believes and follows Jesus, willing to put on the garments of the kingdom's character, and the kingdom's behavior. These are the called and the chosen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. As you hear this sermon, what is the Holy Spirit speaking to you? What are the garments He is calling you to put off? What is the new garment the Lord calls you to put on today as His kingdom people? Will you make a commitment before the Lord to take that off and to put on Christ? Brothers and sisters, there are some of us perhaps have received or heard the message about Jesus Christ a few times. And today this parable calls us not to reject the invitation, but to accept it. The Lord invites you to his kingdom. Will you respond to him? Will you tell the Lord, Lord, yes, I want to be at that wedding banquet. I want to come in and dine with you. If you are willing to do that, the Lord accepts you into his kingdom. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner, undeserving of your invitation. I accept your invitation, Lord. Come and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Lead me into your kingdom. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. May your word continue to speak to us in this coming week. May your spirit lead us more and more to put on Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.